This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning. Ah, listen to this. Well, what is this? You want to say something? Oh, no. Goo. Goo. What the fuck's goo? I'm playing a game on my iPhone. And I love the noises. Listen to that. It is a sort of an Angry Birds game. I don't want to say the name because then they get free advertising. But I love it. Those are the pigs. Oh, the... We got a what? Nee, 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 dat raak te veel. Hoor, ons is nou bezig hier so. Dis professioneel. Moet jylle kom fok in hier... We got a very special show today. We got a guest presenter, which we don't often have, but today we do have a guest presenter, and his name is Wesley Lauder. Hello.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome again to the show. I think it's your fourth time, third time, fourth time.
I actually think it's my fifth time.
You see?
Yes.
We like old lovers. We don't know.
We don't know. It just
anymore.
Happens.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Wesley. We're going to talk to you about the show you are working on at the moment, which is going to open at Gold Reef City.
Yes.
And then I'm also glad to have you here because I want you to help me interview our Evita guests today. Today we got special Evita guests.
You do.
The one is Robert Findlayson,
yes,
who studied with me, and I haven't seen him forever. I don't think I've ever seen him until now.
Until on stage again. Recently.
Until now again, yeah. Live, I mean, I haven't seen him live in the flesh.
Yes.
Until today. So that'll how many years was that? Jesus. And then we're going to have the alternate Evita,
mm-hmm,
because I saw her, and her name is TJ?
LJ.
LJ. Okay. I'm thinking of the hooker, TJ Hooker. LJ Nielsen.
Yes.
Well, I saw her version of Evita, and I was so impressed. I said she must come along,
yes,
with Robert, and we'll talk to them about the show, and yeah, how is it going, and the history of Evita, and that's where you come in. You see, because you got so much knowledge.
I don't know if I'm a buff.
Well, if you're not, then we just, there's
Wikipedia
the door.
Wikipedia is a good thing, though.
Oh, yeah, for me, and the door is a good thing for you there. But I think you will manage. And then we got the one and only Betty Bangles.
The one and only Betty Bangles.
Hello.
Hello, Betty.
Hoe gaan dit?
Och, man, ek hoor you're sick.
Nee, dis hoe ek klink van nou af.
Ooh.
Ja.
Wel, met die sick blay.
Dankie, klink het sexy.
Dat klink, ja, dis beter ek...
klink altyd...
Ja, dis...
Doch had ek al klaar.
Ja.
Oké, ek sal net so praat vir die rest van die show.
Dis my speelie.
Jou varkies.
Dis my varkies. Hulle gaan so elke nou en dan inkom.
Ja.
En jy het vir ons staal, ek sien jy het 'n fucking encyclopedie.
Ek het 'n leer gebring vandag met nuus.
Net gou sagter sê. Ja, sorry. Bewaar sy sexy stem nou.
Dis hoe ek klink.
Oh, okay.
For fuck's sakes.
Okay. And you got lots of nice little gay news for us. It's been a wonderful gay week, hasn't it?
It's a busy gay week geweest.
Jy vertel van my, dinge gebeur op die seksuele front. But let's have a look at what has happened and see what we know about it. They say on BBC that the Syrian army takes the last IS stronghold. Does this make anything clearer for any of you?
No.
Then Twitter employee takes down the Trump account. Okay, I know a bit about that. Do you know about that?
No, but I'd love to hear about it.
Well, this guy left Twitter, and on his last day, he deleted Trump's account. That was yesterday. So now it's back and running again, but he did that, and Trump couldn't find his account.
Lucker.
A warning against hidden camera porn. Jesus. South Korea police campaign against hidden camera porn. That's not our problem. They're far away. Clinton took control of the Democratic Party. Boring. Four men. Trump urges death penalty. Okay. So that's the news for the day.
That's it.
And that's why I don't watch or read news.
It's depressing, eh? Shall we see what's happening in South Africa? In South Africa, it is, why did you do it, Oscar Pistorius? State appeals Oscar's jail sentence.
Oh, yeah, that's vandaag, yeah.
Today. So they want what? A longer sentence?
Yeah.
Okay, we all want a longer sentence for him. We want a sentence with three commas at least. What's up has crashed an essay? Oh my God, really?
What crashed?
What's up?
Oh.
Has crashed in South Africa and across the world. Let's see. Instant messenger WhatsApp is currently experiencing downtime in South Africa and other countries. Over 500 reports from South Africa were submitted.
Oh, myne werk nog steeds.
Myne werk ook nog helemaal. Het is niet een van de doos wat nou nie mooi gekyk het.
Sy data is hier op. Hy is by woude, uit by woude kom.
Yeah. Just check your data, pay as you go, before you moan. Condemning those who fly the invisible apartheid flag. Now, what's this? South Africans loyal to our constitutional democracy were offended by the hoisting of the apartheid flag. Yeah, we were fucking offended because it's not what it was all about. It was about crime, and especially that wine farmer who was murdered for nothing. And then these troll, idiot, rat cunts come with their flags and fuck it all up. So, yes. Most whites were offended by it, and all other South Africans. So it's not as if that is that we all carry an invisible apartheid flag. No, we don't, and it doesn't mean that the murders have stopped either. So we have to tackle that. Please, please, government, we must tackle that. Cape Town, why do you say this? Mayoral. Thank you. Committee member JP Smith believes he is the target of an extreme smear campaign, which has involved individuals apparently registering his details with substance abuse facilities. So it appears that he needs help for drugs, alcohol, and gambling addictions. Oh, God, as it would still be JP Smith. Jere, hy kan ons nie verby 'n gambling machine. Oh, he's now very, very the moor in. He's throwing a tanty. He's saying he believes his private residence in Hout Bay has been a target of espionage. And that's why he's out gambling from with nerves and using drugs, because he thinks they're espionaging on him. So shame. That is interesting. And let's see what's happening on the entertainment front in South Africa. Taylor Swift, that's not South Africa, drops a romantic ballad. Shame, I hope she picked it up again. Hey? Do you know about this romantic ballad?
I don't.
Let's see what they say.
I don't like it either, but I must say that one song is flipping amazing.
Which one?
Look What You Made Me Do.
The one she just released.
I don't think that's a love ballad.
No.
I'm still very puzzled by her sexuality and whether she is a lesbian and all these men, whether that's a front. I don't know. This Taylor Swift, because she's really like a bee from flower to flower. Isn't she?
Mm.
She's got lots of little boyfriends. But we remember we had
a thing. Yeah, also yellow dingo. I think it's slaanpan.
Taylor Slaanpan. En wat het julle gesê is haar nuwe song wat so mooi is?
What was it? Look what you made me do with the single of her album.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the new romantic ballad is. I don't particularly listen to her music. I did like the album before this one, 1989. That was a legit album.
Oh yeah, that was the one with the swan, that song, eh?
Shake it off.
Shake it off. Yes. Yeah.
swan.
This is Look What You Made Me Do.
I don't like your little games. Don't like your tilted stage.
So she's got a new one after this now.
Yes.
Okay, let me see what that
is. The fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie.
I don't think I've heard this.
Was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. Oh. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What you just made me do, look what you just made me do. Look what you
wat het sy toe gedoen?
Nee, fok weet. Nee, weet nie. Maar die nuwe song is Call It What You Want.
Ja, Call It What You Want.
Die nuwe ene.
Ja.
Die romantic.
Call It What You Want, but a pussy stays a pussy.
But a pussy stays a cunt.
So it's Call It What You Want. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
My castle crumbled overnight. I brought a knife to a gunfight.
Oh my god.
They took the crown, but it's alright. All the liars are calling.
I love the producers producing of these things, hey? They are the real stars.
I'm doing better than I ever was. Baby's fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. My babies fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene. Loves me like I'm brand new. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. All my flowers grew back as thorns. Windows boarded up after the storm.
Okay, so sonder dat sy wou is trailer Trash Swift nou deel van ons show.
Well, no, welcome Taylor.
Welcome Taylor. That's how we roll here. we depart for a destination and we end up completely somewhere. We don't have Rian here today because he's ill as well. So waar was julle twee so?
Nee.
Hoekom sê jy so teleurgesteld? Want hy is ook sick. Yeah. He's so ill he can't actually be here.
Sure.
Because he rounds up for us every week a nice dancer or dancing couple or a dance style.
Mm-hmm.
And today we have got Just Stone.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. And you are here on your own, you're forlorn and lonely because Rian isn't here to help you.
Yes.
But welcome in any case.
Thank you so much.
So, no, it's wonderful to have this because this is going to go live on Facebook, the dancing, and we will be oohing and aahing on the radio. So, it's like a whole different thing. But you are going to do what? What dance style are you doing?
I'm going to be doing a slow dance spot, which is freestyle slow dance.
What does that mean? What is slow dance? What is freestyle? Is freestyle, is it choreographed or it's not choreographed?
No, it is choreographed. You have a maximum of 6/8 to do your spot, which you need to impress the judges with.
Do you know what he's talking about, Wesley?
Because yes. Slow dance. 6/8. It's,
what does that mean?
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you times that by 6.
Yeah.
So what's that? What's that?
Is that the moves that you do?
You count according to the counts, and then you do your moves accordingly.
Okay. Now, Wesley is like a choreographer, director, so you must take his name.
I should.
And maybe you can dance in your next musical, if he's interested.
Yes, yes. Very interested, yes.
Okay, so where do you do dance then?
I dance at Diana Moore Dance World in Germiston.
I've heard about that name.
Diana Moore.
Yeah. Diana Moore, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and what sort of, what is it?
Give him an audition.
Yeah, what what sort of, what do you only do slow dancing or in freestyle or do you do other styles as well?
I used to do Latin, but now I do hip hop and basically just focusing on freestyle there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also go for modern show dance lyrical at Amanda Lee Reynolds.
Amanda Lee Reynolds. And where's Amanda Lee Reynolds situated?
She is in Boxburg. Okay. Her studio is Dance Corps.
You know, I know a Dance Corps. I think I sorry to interrupt
no,
you.
No.
I Dance Corps as in DanceCor.
E, yes. Core. E.
Oh, okay. I was off the bat. I'm still off the bat.
I just wanted to say, Justin, that I used to do Latin too, but English is easier. Latin is just so fucking difficult. It too, you know, I don't know. And the kind of styles that you learn, do they say, okay, today or this week or now we're going to concentrate on this until we've perfected that and then we're going to do that? And then how do you apply that?
No, you have different teachers for every single style.
Okay.
So with Amanda, she's able to teach lyrical, musical theater, jazz, modern, contemporary. And then
do you ask what you want or do they give it to you?
So they choreograph solos accordingly, and you ask them, I want a modern solo, you give them the song, or she will give you a song, and then she choreographs accordingly.
Okay. So, Betty, will you be able to take pictures, to take the live footage?
Of course.
Have they cleared the...
the floor.
Look, you've got a whole audience there. Are you nervous? No pressure, eh?
A little bit nervous.
You must just make sure when you go back, Betty as well, you've got, that you can hear me well.
Okay.
Because I can't play his music and he doesn't hear, because then we have this sign language thing happening, which we don't want.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is worse than Latin. So I'm going to go onto Facebook. I am here. Casper de Vries fan page. It's called Casper de Vries Official. I beg your pardon. I always say fan page. That's very presumptuous of me. It's the Casper de Vries Official fan. Not fan page. Facebook page. And we're going to go live, publish, live video. Just, how do you spell your name, Justone?
JUSTONE.
O-N-E. Who's making those noises?
I think that
Betty.
Might have been me.
It's Betty. Yes, yes. It's like...
Okay. I just took my earphones off.
And it's freestyle, no? Freestyle.
Yeah, slow dance.
Slow dance.
Oh.
Okay, the title has been given. Are you warm?
Yes, warmed yes, up. I am warm.
Starting live video. So you're going to walk with him. You're going to show me. So don't worry. I just want to see. Now I want to see if someone joins. We are live. We are live. No one has joined yet. But usually they do join, eh?
Yes.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Live. Where do I turn myself around? Turn yourself around. Oh, there. Good morning, mense. Jammer, ek het nie geskeer nie. Ek gaan nou vertel hoekom nie. Maar ons is live. Oh, three people. Hello, julle drie donors. Six. I'm going to turn this around now and give it to Bernard, who's going to accompany Justone outside. When you're ready, give me a signal and he will start dancing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. So there they go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how old do you think he is?
Definitely somewhere between 11 and 12.
Yeah. He looks very young.
He does look young.
I hope Kevin Spacey don't listen to us.
No.
I think he will be 16, 17, yeah, 18, eh?
16, 17. And when we walked in, listeners, he was busy stretching, and Mr. Gareth Cliff got quite a fright.
Yeah, we all got a fright.
Yes.
Now, can you hear me, people? Can they hear me? Can you? Oh, can you hear me? Okay, so I'm going to put it on, eh? Okay, here we go.
Right.
Okay, I'm now going to put it on.
Okay.
And let's see if they can hear it. Yeah? Yeah?
Hold on. Oh, my.
Hold on to me.
Oh, my.
Because I'm a little unsteady. Little unsteady. Hold on. Hold on to me. Because I'm a little steady, little unsteady.
I was ready for more, eh?
I was ready for more, too.
Yeah, very nicely done, Justone. Very good. Expect a call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was quick.
It was quick. He's very good.
Yeah, well, the little I could see, because I can't see through the glass that mm-hmm. well here, and it's reflecting, and then, of course, Betty is moving across the glass, so I can't see either. And how did it go,
you're
Bets?
You're going to walk with him. You're going to show me, so don't worry. I just want to see.
No, already going on. We're going live with this. Okay. Upload failed. Okay, thank you. Upload failed.
Where? Funk.
Eriza. Upload failed. Live. I'll go check it. Oh, it is here. It is already here. It is already here. Because it was live. I can see it. I can see already 9 comments. Did you like it, Bernard?
Kan ek nou maar praat weer?
Dat was saggies, ne?
Okay. Dit was my baie mooi gewees.
Dit was mooi, ne?
Prachtig.
Ja, okay, it's on Facebook. So, there you go.
Now, is dit nie weer issues met die muziek gewees, nie?
Ek weet, moet nie slapende honde wakker maak, nie. So far, but sometimes when you go Facebook live, they take it off.
Really?
It's a copyright of the music, yeah.
Oh.
You can't do that. Then we say, but do we make money out of this? No, this is a little entertainment project.
Yes.
You know?
Jesus. We're not punting music, we're showcasing dance talent.
Exactly, my thoughts. So they seem to have calmed down. Let me just finish a couple. Okay, and then shh, Betty. So what you got to do is you got to kill the farkies, you see.
Oh, are you still in the game?
Yeah. But what I like, they go, woohoo! Woohoo! Yeah, that's nice. Okay, that's enough of that. I can do a whole show that we just listen to these sounds. And that's it. Justin, just quickly, how was it? How did it feel to you? Can you say the alphabet without taking a breath?
Yes, I can. It felt amazing doing it. And
it was a bit quick, though.
I was.
Hey?
That's freestyle.
But that's rather too little than too... Otherwise, you were still going on and we would be here. it's fucking against my world style. But you loved it.
Yes, I thought it was very good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're a lovely dancer.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Justin. Okay. Stay well. So, yeah, well, let me play this. This is Casper's song. No, this is not. Let me play the and see what happens. Nothing. Why isn't it playing, people? Toop toop. There you go. Two na 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 na. So let me tell you. Two to do two to do two two. I sat with God inside my heart in my bed on Tuesday evening, early evening, late afternoon, watching TV. My dogs came in and went out and came in again, and I saw they were wet. Where have you been now? Because it has not rained. Papa has watered the garden, I know, but have you gone into my beddings? And then I saw it's red on the duvet. So I looked up, my eyes opened. So it was blood.
Oh, no.
And then, so my oldest dog, Alfreda, was German Shepherd. She was just bleeding.
From where?
From her paw, and I don't know where else, but it was like the, it looked like a massacre, you know, and on my tiles. And... like a regrechtige huisgenoot.
Yeah.
Nog een gesinsmoord in Stellenbosch, you know. I ran out and there was my neighbor with his dogs. So he has got a German Shepherd bitch called Chloe. And it's well known that bitches of the German Shepherd persuasion don't get along. They do fight a lot if they're not in their own... inside the pack. So if they're outside, they're really irritated by other bitches. So this one got out of his garden because I stay like very what is afgesonder a bitty?
Is it secluded?
Secluded is the word. It's the word that you heard.
It's the word I heard.
I am secluded there. And so you really have to come into my garden to be in my garden. So the neighbors went to visit another woman on my piece of prop. No, it's not prime property. It's her property, actually. And it's not a woman. It's an elderly lady. And the dog, her, the neighbor's dogs. Are you still following?
Yes.
The neighbor's dogs followed the neighbors. And so Chloe jumped over the fence. They didn't know that because they've got three dogs. Chloe is the bitch. So the bitch came. Alfreda saw that. I was in bed watching something, Survivor or something. And she saw that. It was already, it was like 5:30, man. And she attacked Chloe to chase her away. Ah. Because Alfreda, my dearest dog, is a chaser. She's not a fighter. She would chase them. So it's my prop. It's my... what do you say that? It's my piece of land. What do German Shepherds call it again? Mine.
Mine.
It's mine.
Mine. It's mine.
This is mine. Piece of land. Get off or I will call
territory.
It.
Territory.
Territory. Territory.
It just got to me. I'm like, oh.
It came eventually.
We're just listening. You're listening to the channel for mentally disabled. Children, and we are finding words today, children. So we have learned about property and location and territory. Say it after me. So, and this Chloe bitch, she's young and agile and nice, a nice German Shepherd. She bit poor Alfreda then.
On her paw?
On her yeah.
Oh, shame.
What is this in English?
Your chest.
See, children, Uncle Casper has showed, yeah, the top of his arm. That is where Alfreda was bitten in her own territory. And so I said to the neighbor, call the vet now because it's just blood. He said, no, 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 it's going to be too much. I said, no. Well, he said, no, just give me some Dettol and I said, no, I can't fucking put Dettol on my dog now. I want him immediately. Yes. He's going to bleed to death. And so I still got the vet's number, luckily, on my cell. And I phoned him and he was there and he came to fetch Alfreda because I don't have transport anymore. Yes. I don't. I can't put her on my Segway. So there you go, Alfreda.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Just like two lefts and a right.
Two lefts and a right, Alfreda. I can't come with you. I'm watching Survivor in my own location. And she's still gone. She's only coming back today now.
So she gets stitches.
Well, I went to see her this morning. She's got a hole here. But it doesn't look like stitches. Just a big tooth hole, molar, mauler thing. Mm. And she's shaven, of course, now. Just so I laughed at her. And but she's going to go back today. So that is why I haven't shaven, people. Because I was too depressed to shave.
Is that why that? I think that's why vets do it if a dog's been bit. Because I remember we've got two little Muffy Minpins at home.
What's a Minpin?
A miniature pincher. It's a Doberman.
Those. Yeah, I like them. You know.
They're cool little things. They're rats, really. But the dog next door is a Boerboel. So it's this huge...
What's done? It's got the old South African flag.
Yes, it's got the... It's actually painted in the old South African flag. And this fucking piece of shit dog ran into my parents' property, our territory, kids. And the poor little Minpins got bit by this thing. And this big... It was really a puncture on the poor dog's butt. And when we took the dog to the vet, they didn't stitch anything up. They kept it open because I think they said the reason why is because they don't want fester or...
Yes. Because he told me that he was cleaning the wound all
cleaning
the time.
Wound, yeah.
And it's oozing. Yes. So I suppose oozing means that.
Yeah. Kids, oozing.
Oozing, kids. But we'll talk about oozing next week.
Next week.
So... Rock of Ages is the show you are working on.
Yes.
I had the fortune to see it.
On Broadway.
On Broadway with that Idols winner. I can't remember his name. I'll look it up now. Augustine or Maracaca or something. It's just a man. Argentinian or something. Dark, you know. Mm-hmm. He was in it. And then you are going to do it now. Who's in your cast? What are you doing in the musical? And when is it opening?
I am choreographing South Africa's little Rock of Ages, and the musical is being directed by Elisma Badenhorst.
Oh,
yes,
I know that name. Because can I interrupt you?
Go for it
for a slight second. That she directed, amongst other things, you and Jonathan in Irma Webb.
That's correct.
Which I loved, by the way.
Thank you.
Just want to tell you again, I went to see it again, eh?
Yes,
I know. Loved it. Very funny.
Thank you very much.
That is really class. It was class.
Yeah, so she's directing it, and Wessel Oerdendaal is musically directing it. And the cast consists of the fantastic Josh Ansley.
Oh, yeah, he was here.
Yes, he was the runner-up on The Voice recently.
Yeah, he was singing here with his /fiancé/wife, and he's got a voice.
Yeah, when they say The Voice, he's really got it, hey?
He's got it, yeah.
And he's playing Drew, which I think is the character you're speaking about. The gentleman from Idols that watched.
I think he, yeah, so it makes sense. Hey?
Yes. And opposite him is Claire Taylor. And I think, did you watch I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change?
Yes.
Numerous times.
Yes, so Claire was in I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change opposite Taryn and Niels, who's also in Rock of Ages. He's playing,
is Niels also in it?
Yes, Niels is playing Hertz Kleinman, who is not, because a lot of
German
people,
Shepherd.
German Shepherd, yes. And she's playing Sherry, the little girl from Kansas who comes into LA on the strip and meets Josh, or Drew, excuse me, and they fall in love.
Now that woman was played by also an Idols. She came second in Idols in another season, and she played that role. I remember. I've got Rock of Ages here. Tell me, what number must I play now, just for underneath our talking?
Just for lekkerheid.
Yeah, what do you know?
Ach, you know, Don't Stop Believing. It's the iconic song.
Always a hit.
Always a hit. Right at the end.
Oh, well, yeah. I just wanted to say they didn't include it in this version.
That's such nice music in this.
They got lovely. What nice about Rock of Ages is the songs you will all know, which is great.
Yes.
Where is it now? Did I stop it, maybe? That on the strip, sometimes the dreams you come in with. Living like living in paradise.
Just like living in paradise. Yeah.
Sister Christian.
That's a jam.
Well, let me just go through these things because I can't remember the songs. Just like, hey, dream. I still don't know it. Then Sister Christian.
This is a nice one. It's one of my favorites.
337 Waffle houses away.
It's a little bit of a narration.
In the little town of Paola, Kansas.
Konstantin Marolis, that was his name, the winner. Oh, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 dee, dee, dee. Oh, beautiful.
Mayor,
can't wait.
We don't really know the first thing about these people, or even what they want to build.
Say you don't know me.
Is this Book of Mormon?
No.
Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes.
Oh, we built this city on. Yeah, okay. And then I want to rock.
Oh, this is cool.
I don't know. I guess.
No guess. You want something? You gotta just take it. Come on, first thing that comes out of your mouth.
Well,
say it, Wolfgang.
I wanna rock.
Yeah.
I wanna rock.
It's very rock, eh?
Yes, it is.
I think Amy Spanger
yes.
is this woman that I saw.
Oh, she's magnificent. I saw her. So in Matilda.
You see, this is heaven.
I love you is not the words I had you say for me.
Welcome to the children. They're back again. Okay, children, listen to the song.
We know older than the territory.
Ah, the muses of love.
Oh, yes.
Many a great lyric called upon their siren song. And now my boy Drew is feeling the magic.
What's the story, basically?
So Sherry comes to LA, the strip, because she wants to become an actress. She gets mugged on her as she climbs off the bus. She
off
Arotambo.
She gets
at Arotambo. Huh? She's part of the syndicate.
Yeah.
And Drew manages to pick her up and he says, well, come to the Bourbon Room, which is this famous club on the strip. And to try, and then basically she meets Dennis, who owns it, and she gets a job there. Hertz and France are these developers that are trying to demolish the strip in order to build. You know, I think it's built a shopping mall.
Bastards,
yeah. And but they want to eradicate the entire strip, and basically the Bourbon Room is one of those clubs that needs to get eradicated, and France and Hertz, try their best to get rid of them. And Drew and Sherry, unfortunately Sherry gets swept up by Stacey Jacks, who is the lead singer of Arsenal, because Arsenal is now closing. Their little band is now, you know, they're calling it quits. And Stacey's going solo, so in order to pump up some tax revenue, the Bourbon Room wants to host Stacey Jacks and Arsenal's last gig.
Watch this.
Let's give it up for Arsenal! Let's hear it, LA! Come on, feel the noise.
Watch this.
Feel the noise.
Yeah, no, I know, but when is this happening?
So we are opening at the Lyric Theatre.
No, man. When is this happening in a musical?
That's funny.
I'm sorry.
In the 80s, 1985 to be precise. I think 1985.
No,
yeah.
In the story.
Oh, when is Falkman. Yeah.
When do they sing this?
In the middle of the story. Just before the end
Stacey,
of Act 1.
Stacey, she been...
No, that's not a she. So
Stacey Jacks...
Stacey's a he.
Stacey Jacks...
Oh, I'm totally fucking confused.
Stacey Jacks and Sherry get together, and then Stacey's at the... He's busy singing with Arsenal now in the club, their last gig.
Is Craig playing Stacey?
No.
Who's he?
Craig is playing Dennis. Craig O'Barney is playing Dennis.
Oh, Craig O'Barney. Okay, so we got the voice guy.
Josh Ansley.
Josh Ansley.
Yes.
And we got that girl you said.
Claire Taylor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Claire Taylor from Super Change.
Yes.
And then Craig is who?
Craig is playing Dennis. He owns the Bourbon Room.
And he wants to give it to them.
No, he doesn't want to give it to them.
Oh, fuck you, Craig. Why not?
Because it's his legacy. It's his territory.
He wants to make a shopping shed.
No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't want to give it to them.
You see,
at all.
I don't understand the story.
There's nothing to understand.
I think I must go and see it.
I think you need to come and see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wildest dreams.
When does Olivia Newton-John come into the music? No, no joke.
She actually flies in from the ceiling.
Nice, eh?
I'm gonna swallow my tears. I'm gonna tell.
I thought I'm gonna go through the musical, but there are so many songs we will never be
just
able
after
to.
This, Sherry becomes a stripper.
Yay, Sherry.
Yay, Sherry the stripper.
Okay. And Sherry is a man.
A female.
Oh, no. Children. Go to Wim Uncle's website and we'll do a block booking. Can children come? Can mentally disabled children come? No. Okay, children, ask mommy not. Ask mommy to switch off the phone now because we are not going to see it.
No.
Okay. This is the song I started with.
Yes, it is. Journey.
Just a small town girl.
Ooh. And Joss Ainslie sings this.
Yes, he does.
What's wrong with his voice? Is it just a miracle or what?
Yeah, hey. It's just amazing. The other day, I was just like, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning and then he sings
then he
this.
Can go.
And then he sings this duet with Claire, Can You Take Me High Enough? And it's fucking high.
Mm.
And they were just on those notes.
11 o'clock in the morning.
Can
you take me high enough? Oh, can't wait to
see him. No, they're great.
I can't remember, as you can see, and hear, I can't remember the story at all, but it was driven by the music. I remember it was nice. You tapped your toes.
Yes.
And you stomped your fucking leg, actually. Yeah. Now he's angry, eh? Now he's angry. Okay.
Very angry.
Yeah. Lekker, Wesley. Well, and you are choreographing this whole thing.
Yes.
Oh, man. Good luck. And how many weeks have you got left before you open?
We have 2 weeks left before we open.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
My child, do you want to be here? Don't you have to go to the...
they're doing a music hall this morning.
You're doing a musical, they're doing a music hall. A music hall.
And actually, that's the song, Don't Stop Believing, I'm actually choreographing tomorrow, so...
Okay. Can I give you hints?
Go for it. Give me 4 steps. I'm going to put it in just for
okay,
you.
Okay, just... Hands in front of the eyes.
Got it.
So that means...
Don't stop believing.
That means you're stopping believing. Yes. You mustn't. So you go, hands in front of the eyes. Yes. And then wiggle them.
Wiggle them.
And up. So it's don't stop believing.
Yes.
Don't stop. Okay.
Believing.
For me. Put it in. And then if it's there, I will give you a standing ovation.
I promise you I'm going to put it in just for you.
I'll come and report back, eh? I'll come and report back that it was in there. There's another musical, Wesley. That's and Betty, you like musicals. Sorry that I'm excluding you here, but you like a friend, and he's like a guest. Look, listen there. Usually it's very loud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck you! Oh. Ooh, now he's so mad.
I'm sensitive, okay?
That's sick. Yeah.
Now, there is a band that I loved when I was younger. They called Take That.
I know Take That.
When you were young, were they already out?
Yes.
Disbanded?
Yes, they were.
Okay, when I was young, they only got together. I went through the whole thing, and Gary and Robbie and all of them, and woo, and disbanding. And then just Robbie was a star, and they all were forgotten. And then they got together again, thanks to a documentary on ITV, and they're bigger than ever. And as you know, Robbie rejoined them, and then he went out again. But they are now better than ever. And they have now done a musical called The Band.
Okay.
And it's all based on the Take That songs. If I say they, I mean Gary and his other two friends, Mark and Howard, they are producing.
Yes.
And the band actually is, it looks very clever. The band is a band, a wristband that you wear around your arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that.
It's not actually
the band is like a lot of old, fat, middle-aged, yeah.
Middle Eastern.
Scratch the Middle Eastern aged women. I'm very cross that there's not a Morphe in there because they had a lot of Morphe support.
Oh, I see. Yeah, look at I see. There's a poster.
Yeah. And so they carry these bands along their wrists. You think they're talking about the band, but they go and see. It looks like they age and then they're old and then they go and see, take that again or something. But here is like a taster. There's also a band, like with the boys, who take that as well. They cast them through a BBC competition. But I was very surprised to see the kink of the what the band means, which is old
rewind,
fat woman.
Reset! Get these treads back in, ladies and gentlemen!
No, what's this now?
But it looks like that's now a new trend again.
What?
Taking famous songs of an artist and creating a new musical, because there's a musical coming with Britney Spears' music as well,
called Tina Turner. But
yeah, and
that's
but
her life story, though. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Tina and Cher, it will be their life story. But yeah, Britney, they're only going to use her songs
music,
to
yeah.
Well, can I take you back to where it all came from, Mamma Mia? Okay, yeah. Okay, here's the band.
In Prague?
The reunion tour. This could be the greatest day of our lives. Today this could be the greatest day of our lives.
And there you have the band currently touring Britain.
Yes.
And they are working towards West End and then goodness knows where. But you said the Britney Spears one's coming?
Yeah, these jukebox.
I'm off again.
There you are, my
sorry.
Doll.
Thank you.
Jukebox musicals are cool. There's the Spice Girls one, Viva Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes. And it was written by Jennifer Saunders.
Is it coming? Or
no, it's done
it's
already.
Been.
Yeah, it's been. And then there's obviously the band with Take That and Mamma Mia, which was the original.
Mm. Original idea. And then there was one with Rod Stewart's music, which I saw in West End.
David Bowie's Lazarus, which opened in 2015 and ended
closed in 2014.
Yeah, the Britney Spears one, I think, is Broadway bound in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's no title yet or date or nothing.
But because of my emotional affiliation with Take That, I would like to see this the band musical. Now, our special guests are here.
I see.
So do you think we should invite them in?
Let's do it.
Okay, but wait. I'm going to play something
first.
Because that's the way it's done professionally. Won't you read, you and Bernard, won't you read the WhatsApp number in case someone wants to WhatsApp us?
If you'd like to WhatsApp us, please WhatsApp 079 748 0891104290.
En vir ons Afrikaanse luisteraars 0797482090.
Ah, dit is so mooi.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Yeah, so now we're going to go to the out there section, which is a section where we play music which is either good or bad or funny or strange. Today it's strange. It's called the sneezing song. And that's what it is. It's like, what do you call these kind of songs?
Annoying.
It's a jam. Novelty. It's a novelty.
Novelty. It's very okay. Disco.
Yeah, okay, I won't play the whole thing, but as we get our guests in.
Living in the club!
Cold, you've gone for good, I'm told, and now I'm feeling low and sickly.
Look what you've done to me.
Coughing, wheezing, sniffing, sneezing.
Bless you.
Give this an. Is it a good or a bad? I think it's bad.
It's shitty, hey?
It's shitty. But that is the whole out there section. It's either good or bad. I think this is bad.
Definitely shitty.
He had a good idea. And then he just sort of.
Sneezed.
And he sneezed on it.
Sneezed
okay,
on
well,
it.
That was. I don't know what the fuck it was. Well, thank you very much. Now we got good news because we got our
extra special.
Yay.
Since I was hoarded over the cold, can you say that in English? By Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always fucked up my extra special things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always a wait. It was always. And now our
extra.
And just. And
so I just asked, like, why don't you do it at like one track?
I'm showing you still.
Special,
like that. And then he said, "Why is it always?" And then he said, "Oh, that's so professional." What did you say?
Yeah, it's like that's so professional. What? Just cut it in one track, like extra special. Why? Like extra fucking special.
Okay.
Just my thoughts.
Well, I perfected it now.
And it was great.
And it was great, and it was as smooth as ice cream. And now we got our extra special guests here. Oh, Robert Finlayson.
Hello, Casper.
Hello. I haven't seen Robert for years and years. We studied together. We stopped coughing in front of the guests.
Stop it, Wesley.
I'll do my best.
Robert, sorry about that. It's Betty Bangles. He's got to be here. He's got to read the gay news later.
He's infectious.
I know. Can you hear?
Exactly. I've got to sing tonight.
Yeah. He's going to go, Evita, Evita. Oh, leave it. Well, welcome to the studio. I was so glad to see your name. And weeks and weeks ago already I filled in, I want Robert Finlayson as a guest, please.
Thank you very much.
So welcome to the show. And we're going to talk about where you've been and what you've done all these years, because we... When was this? 1986, 87?
Even earlier than that.
We studied
together in
83, 84.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of the beginning of the career. I'm studying was 83, 4, 5.
Yeah.
But did you go? Oh, were you at Stellenbosch and then went to UCT?
I was at Stellenbosch for 2 years and then I went to UCT.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
A lot of the good ones left for UCT.
Well, I don't know about that. I didn't tell anyone. I went and did an audition sort of secretly at UCT and then told my parents I was leaving Stellenbosch. They weren't overly enamored with the thought that
Cape Town is much better for drama than those.
Well, it was pure drama, and Stellenbosch, I was trying to do a BA and I wasn't doing any of it very well.
But are you still your Finlayson family into wines?
Yeah, they all make wine. My brother has an estate called Edgbaston in Stellenbosch. My sister and my brother-in-law are Creation in Amanus. My uncle's Finlayson, Bouchard Finlayson. So, my whole family. I'm the only one that doesn't have any of that.
But it's nice to say, while you are judging a Sauvignon Blanc, to say that Robert is in the West End, darling. You know, it's a nice thing to say.
Well, I am a bit of a wine snob, so you know, people tell me they've just got a really good wine in London for £4. I go, no, dear, that's not a good wine.
No, so. I know about wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I've bought a couple of Finlaysons in my life. Since then, I've stopped drinking, by the way. That's how much I loved it. I just couldn't anymore, so I stopped it. But I love Chardonnay, especially. I know it's a bit cliche in America, Chardonnay, everyone says, but I loved it with sushi.
An unwooded Chardonnay is unwooded, a good thing to have.
Yeah. Unwooded, not wooded.
That's the style. It's very light and European, they say. Yeah.
And next to you is someone whose attention is now being grabbed by Betty. Betty, leave her attention.
Leave me alone.
Give her attention back. Don't take her attention. LJ Nielsen.
Yes, good morning.
It was so great to see you the other day. I went to see Evita the second time, and you were Evita.
Yes.
And I thought, that's wonderful. And I think Robert will not mind if I ask you to come too, because I after that performance I really wanted to talk to you.
Thank you.
It was great, because you get huge shoes to fill, not only with your what's her name, the Evita now,
Emma Kingston,
yes, that one, Miss Kingston, but also with the role Evita. It's a
huge role, and
you did it beautifully.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm very lucky to get to play the role twice a week, so I'm chuffed.
good because, as I told you that day, all you need now is just repetition. Just
absolutely, yeah.
You must oil it in, that's all. But you were great, wonderful.
Thank you, Casper.
And how does it feel, Robert, when you play against her Evita and the Miss Kingston Evita? Is it different?
Well, inevitably it's different, but...
But she is good, better, yes? No.
I'm not going to make those kind of commitments. No, it's great. It's interesting to do it with different leading ladies. And but you know, you still go and you do the same things. You sing the same lines. You do the same moves. But yeah, no, it's great to do with two leading ladies.
Yes, and I try not to dislocate Rob's finger anymore.
Why? Where did
you almost dislocate his finger? In my first show, I got a little bit excited. in
she
one moment,
shoved me away and. Snap my little
true
finger
Ava
back.
Form, and yeah, I snapped. You were fine, right?
I was fine, yeah.
But that means that you were into the role.
I was very into it.
That's
yes,
all.
I was involved.
The thing is, don't don't take his, just take his pinky, don't take the whole hand.
Okay.
That's something to remember.
You don't need a pinky.
It's a golden rule in musicals. Now, Wesley, you are here also because I want to ask you questions about Evita, and they will also answer, of course. But Shay is a character in Evita.
Yes.
That's supposed to be initially Shay Guavas.
Shay Guavas. I could be mistaken, but I think Tim Rice originally wrote the role to just be like a plain Jane narrator. And it was originally with Harold Prince's his production that I think he made Shay Guevara.
Itself,
yeah. And then since then, he's sort of like been Shay Guevara. And, you know, directors can either, I think, use him as a narrator. Because I think Shay Guevara, I think, I don't know what Argentinian speak. Is it Spanish?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
So is it Shay? I think it means like mate, friend, guy, hey. Like it's like a calling. Everyman. Like an everyman. And then because Shay Guevara's name is Ernesto. I think Shay, his real name is Shay, Ernesto Shay Guevara. And,
but you see, I see the build-up. In Joseph, he had the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had Judas telling the story. And then he needed someone cynical.
Yeah.
And it was, I think maybe they thought, okay, Shay Guevara is a good idea to be the cynical eye on this. But because they never met, it's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
And sometimes, sorry to interrupt,
no, go
my
for
show.
It. And
but in most productions, it's just back to Shay. Now.
I think because Harold Prince is the director of this one, it's back to Shay Guevara. And because I think the movie, they went back to just narrator with Antonio Banderas.
And since then, the other productions, there was one on the West End recently also, it was not Shay Guevara, it was
just Shay.
Ricky Martin as Shay. Shay, the narrator. Doesn't matter. I wanted to know from you two lovelies, first of all, I thought you worked with Harold Prince, but he wasn't here. The bastard.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. We thought he might come for the final.
So did I.
His assistant, Dan Kuttner, directed it.
Okay.
So everything was kind of run by him. I think they were in
on his
communication.
Blueprint.
His blueprint. They were in communication. Dan's worked with him for 15 years, so kind of knows what he wants inside out.
But I feel they should say then, directed by Harold Prince's assistant.
Based on the Harold Prince production.
Because
we were all very excited. We were rolling. I went to have a haircut and everything, and he never came. Because he's like a legend.
He is a legend.
Yes, he is.
But if you see what he did with, I'm sorry, Robert, I'm struggling to see you. What he did with Evita. I mean, he took that. These two guys came to him and said, "Here's a musical.
Go.
Sir, will you make it for us?
Pretty.
And when you make it pretty." And so it's his concept, this whole thing.
But the original choreographer came.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Larry Fuller.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
I'm not at liberty to say.
But
he must be in his 80s.
Really? I was making a joke. But was he like in a wheelchair? And jitter.
There was some very, very the original design was on there. They're all very elderly members, still kind of amazingly, just amazing.
Genius,
that they were here
and
kind of putting the energy and effort into it.
It was particularly wonderful to have Larry with us on stage because he gave us a lot of background from the original concept of his choreography,
which
completely spun things, you know, on its head. In my ensemble track, I play an aristocrat.
Things have reached the pretty pause.
That one. Yes, and he gave us some really interesting background on his ideas, which we could bring out on stage, which was magic.
Because in Argentina those days you had the English Society.
Yes, the expats.
But they were sort of like worked out.
The Perons got rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got rid of the British-owned businesses.
Because I was thinking, why Britain and Argentina? And then I remember Falklands, British-Argentina thing.
Yeah.
So there are quite a lot of sort of Argentinians with British surnames. Got Ernesto Miller.
Nice.
I loved that choreography, how the aristocrats walked in zigzags
and
how the military men walked in squares. It was really fantastic.
I think choreographically sort of a highlight in the show.
Yes, it's gorgeous. And how visually, you just miss each other. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, and of course, at the end where they melt into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yes.
They get rid of the aristocratic clothes. Can you say that?
Yes, yeah, so we're basically stripped on stage.
And the, yeah. But nicely, and a yes, nice soft mauve. And then you go into the descamisados. Mm. Or whatever
it was called. The shirtless ones.
The shirtless ones.
Yes.
I must tell you, unfortunately, due to the history of Evita, both you and Miss
Kingston.
Look like Madonna. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
No,
I'll
it's
take
yeah,
that.
It's good.
No,
take
I'll
it
take
as a compliment.
It. Yeah.
Because
eh? She's more Madonna, but Emma. I saw Gaga. Lady Gaga the whole show. I'm like,
I've heard that
Gaga
before.
Is dying.
Mm. You know what? If you go and look at Evita's glycerine-soaked body, because she is still preserved at this day. That guy pumped stuff into her aura. She looks just like Lady Gaga when she's resting like that. So Lady Gaga maybe must do the new movie. Yeah.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
And she'll really be able to sing it.
And Madonna will be jealous again because they have got a thing going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Madonna and Gaga. Ooh.
Oh, dear.
I discovered yesterday, and I forgot to bring it along, the Evita I saw as a child. As a child in school, there was a packed production.
With Brenda. Didn't Brenda suck a...
Brenda Fassie?
No. Brenda Radloff, she played Evita, didn't
She was in Natal, the NAPAC version.
Oh, the
version.
NAPAC
so
version,
this was,
forgive me, yes.
Oh, this was packed, and this was Joanne Pizarro.
Correct,
and
yeah.
Shirley someone. Shirley, not Alice.
Don't call me Shirley.
Shirley someone, and it was... But
Gey Corsten.
Gey Corsten was Juan, mm-hmm. 2-3 Perón, and there was... On this thing, I could see I was filling in where I want to go to see it. What night? And it was a Friday night special. I wish I could show it to you because you think I'm going to lie. The tickets were R5.
Wow.
What?
R5. Hey? But that's special.
That is special.
Top notch, R11, Saturday Ooh. Night. Then you pay.
Big spenders.
Can you believe it? But you are not from these shores, my darling.
No, I'm
You're
in,
not.
I'm imported.
From where?
From England.
Oh, bless you.
But I've been here for 6 years, so I'm now South African.
You are, hey? Do you know I'm the swear that. Words yet in all the languages?
Of course.
Okay.
That's the first thing I learned.
Good.
Well, that I was taught, not that I specifically learned.
But I saw you in Saturday Night Fever as the slut.
Well. Right, so that's two slut roles
under
my belt. yes, yeah.
But I loved it, but I didn't recognize you as Evita the other night.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know it was the same girl.
Okay.
Yeah, so
well,
that was fantastic.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. They're very, very different characters. Well,
yeah, of course they are. But Evita, what makes you nervous when you think, okay, I must do this, I must just get this right? What is that?
The whole show. No, there are specific moments that I have to pull myself towards myself and think, if I can just get through this number, then it's plain sailing.
Yeah.
Although in this specific show, there is no plain sailing with Ava. She doesn't stop.
Mm-mm.
So what I have to do is put my mind in the role absolutely.
Yes.
And if any nerves start creeping in, I have to squash them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As Ava would have done.
How difficult is a new Argentina? That's part you sing there. Because both you and Emma, I sat like this in the chair, getting nervous
know,
for
terrifying.
Your parts.
It is vocally very difficult.
You're talking about that she's one of you and one of you. That's how God, tell me.
Don't
that.
Ask me to do it now.
And go.
Tell me the words there, the lyrics.
He supports you, for he loves you, understands you,
is
one of
you. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So it is in a very difficult place vocally. And it took me a good maybe 4-hour sessions with my wonderful coach, Rowan Becker, to find that placement. But once you found it, it's there and it... it happens and it's safe and it's comfortable. Yeah.
Mm.
But it is tricky to find.
And have you listened to the Madonna version? Because apparently it's been taken down for
16 keys.
Really?
I don't know how many. Because you know most Madonna's got most of 4-note range.
but did that influence the whole soundtrack?
Yeah.
So everyone all of a sudden...
Yeah, it's written for basses. I mean...
Basically.
Yeah. This is very much a soprano show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's way up there in the gods.
Yeah. Well, so they had to make that decision. And then, as you say, Gaga would be able to do it. One of the most beautiful lines for me in the show is yours, where you go, and I can't remember now, but you can tell us. No, you say to your soldiers, she's not a diamond. She's not a bauble you can brush aside.
Mm. She's a diamond in their dull grey lives.
Yes. Mm. Example, give us back our orifices. Brought the English down.
Yeah, no,
that's pretty much it.
That's such a beautiful melody. That
yeah, she's not a bauble you can brush aside. Yeah. If I don't sing it, I can't remember the lyrics.
You sing it.
No. I'm not going to sing it. I do sing it. No, I'm not going to
sing
it now.
No. I won't do it to you. I'm going to sing it. She's not a bauble. I love that melody line. Oh,
yeah, it's a very pretty.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Song, right? Yeah. According to you, Wesley, what do you think is the ultimate Lloyd Webber musical out of his oeuvre so far?
Personally, my favorite is Jesus Christ Superstar. But I do think Evita was probably Phantom is probably his most famous because it's been and when it opened it's never stopped running.
Yeah, it's never stopped. They tried everything to stop
and Sweden just couldn't. Mounted a non-replica production of Phantom.
I saw that.
Yes, which I got to watch a little bit on BroadwayWorld.com. It's interesting. It's very interesting.
Why is it non-replica?
Because it isn't the blueprint that you get from.
Yeah, Broadway but why? But Sweden has got money.
Yeah, because I suppose they're just being flashy.
So they make a new
watch
one.
Watch us, we're going to do a new one. Folk Yellow.
It's like a digital mask.
Yes, yeah. It's a digital mask. No, it's like an iron mask, actually. It's not a white
really?
Mask. Yeah. And his hair isn't beautifully put together. It's just sort of like thatch. Like a young Afrika weave, yes.
Like the man in the iron mask.
Yes.
Robert, when did you leave South Africa? You know what? This is a stupid question because I started and I want to tell you something. I walked in the West End one day and I saw your name and I can't remember if it was Fame or Footloose, but you were somewhere.
So I did Fame. That was the first thing. That was maybe in 1996.
Yeah.
And then it would have been Phantom. I mean, I did Phantom for 3 years.
When did you go there?
In 96. I was really lucky. I got my first job three weeks after arriving there and it was Fame.
Wow.
So I thought, this is easy.
Yeah.
It turned out not to be quite so easy in the long run, but I was very lucky.
But where do you reside now? Here?
Or no, there? I still live in London.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure. I will see what happens. I take life one day at a time.
Yeah.
I go back there in January. Then we go on tour with this. We go to Singapore, Hong Kong, Taipei, and Tokyo. And then that finishes in July next year, and I don't know. I'll see where I go.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a place there.
I currently don't actually. I sort of packed up, and I have a therapy practice there. I retrained as a clinical hypnotherapist.
No, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Look into my eyes. And I did that. I've done that for 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Mm. So I've come back to theatre after quite a long
No one
hiatus.
Told me anything.
Oh, there you are. You should read my biog.
But it's not...
Just saying, Casper. Saying. But homework.
Think, but Robert, it's more natural to talk like this.
No,
because
it
then, you know, it's not like rehearsed.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What did he say?
Clinical hypnotherapy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just get my head around that. So that is, you help people with problems.
Correct.
But what's the clinical side of it?
So they are sort of psychological disorders, anxiety disorders, phobias.
Oh, I've got them all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, most of us have. I try and practice what I preach. I'm not always successful.
So you did that because in between shows, you needed money.
No, I came back to this country again. So I left in 96. I came back in 2006, and I was here until 2010. Then I went back to do a show at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. Then I went back to London, and I got really close to some big roles, so down to the last two.
And
they didn't happen, and I thought, I've got to do something else because I'm going to go stir crazy. Yeah. So I did a foundation course in hypnotherapy, which is linked to a university. And then I thought, oh, this interests me. And so I went on and did two postgrad diplomas.
Oh, amazing. But you know what? What's interesting is about the South Africans in L.A. who went there to act. Most of them, some did well. There's one girl, I can't remember her name, is Charlize something, Theron, I think.
Theron.
But some of them have got clinics and stuff. They don't act anymore. Because it's a tough world.
Sure. And, you know, I wanted to come back and do this show because of what it is and the role and who's involved.
Fantastic.
And
I was so glad to see your name.
Yeah.
And you do it so well. Do you enjoy the role?
I do. It's a great role to play.
Yeah. Because actually he is the villain. You know that? In history. Not Evita. I mean, Evita, it wasn't really that bad. But he is the general with all the...
Depends, you know. I did quite a lot of reading, and it depends sort of which biography you read and which documentary you watch. Some of them, there's a sort of very serious academic book by a guy called Robert Crestwell or something like that, and he doesn't paint him entirely as bad.
Oh, okay.
But then others do. He has a more nuanced kind of take on Perón.
But he was, I mean, he was the leader. She was the miss, the first wife, you know?
She was the one that was really driven. If it wasn't for her, he probably would have walked away from.
So that bit is true in the musical where he says, well, let's go and we're on an island.
He was arrested and he was ready to leave the country. And she was the one who got hold of the unions and said, absolutely not. And I think she got them together. And then she went off to the island that he was at, and she basically said, no, come on, pull yourself together.
Okay. Well, as we know or don't know, is that in his last year, he got back and he was president again. And then his wife became the president.
His third wife became president, and she was a disaster. She kind of ruined the country in 2 years. I mean, at that stage, he you know, I think absolute power corrupts absolutely. He'd gone a bit loopy.
Yeah.
I should stop kicking your table.
No, it's okay. We are breaking up.
And and they were very strange. Apparently they got her body, Evita's body, back from Italy, I think it was, where it had been for 20 years, and they had it in the dining room or something, really. It was all very strange.
Oh, but macabre.
Yeah, a little macabre.
but I thought it was ironic that Evita wanted to be vice president, couldn't do it, and then this Isabella woman was vice president and became president.
And her astrologer basically ran the country. She was she ran everything by the astrologer, but like Nancy Reagan.
I just wanted to say it's not new. No. It's not unique. We got the same problems everywhere. Nancy Reagan, we had Rasputin, we had in Holland Queen Juliana. They all were under the influence of astrologers. Strange. Let's get back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done Jesus?
No.
Do you want to do it?
I don't know.
What do you want to do? You can be a nice Judas.
If no, I can't sing it. Good Lord. If
I look at,
if I was in Jesus Christ, I'd want to play Herod. If I was in Jesus Christ,
yes. So can I do the Saturdays and Sundays?
You're in, my doll. You're in.
So you're the Christ. You're that one. Yeah. Yes. You will do it well.
Thank you.
You will actually do it very well, Wesley.
I love that production. I really do. It's well, and also the
Yeah, it's my favorite Lloyd Webber. And Evita is also a legit one.
Evita is my favorite, by the way. The way it worked up to that musical, I thought all the parts just clicked.
Mm.
But I love Jesus as well. There's bits of Jesus you recognize in Evita. But I think the funny part was supposed to be Magaldi, where you had Herod and you had Pharaoh and Joseph. Because I remember the first Magaldi's, he was like singing it and then he was hocking like a record. On this night, on this night, on this night, on a thousand stars or whatever. That was the joke of the song and they've taken it out. But I think that was supposed to be the joke song of Evita, was the Pharaoh and the Herod song was supposed to be that one. But the Magaldi song is, what is that? Is that an Argentinian love melody kind of style? What is that?
Let's ask our... I don't want to say because I probably speak shit, but...
my understanding, I mean, he existed. He's a real character. Yes, he sang these kind of romantic Argentinian love songs and his records are still available and, you know.
It's a bit like Julio Iglesias.
He's a bit like that. Yeah, yeah. But he hasn't got a nice son.
No.
Did you see in the movie that Madonna, they made it that Magaldi leaves her, that he is married, and then she sings Another Suitcase in another hall. They don't have the mistress singing it.
Oh.
Which I thought was quite interesting, because Magaldi, I don't know whether he was married or not, but they sort of worked on that. And then the mistress was there in the movie, but she sings one. So what happens now? Shut up. And she's gone.
Yeah.
So they flipped it around and Eva just sings one line at the end.
Yeah, and Madonna takes that song as well.
Greedy.
Yeah, well, it's a great song.
Beautiful.
So, you know, wonderful song. So I'm not surprised she
took it.
I want it.
Took it.
Yeah.
Just saying, the whole Magaldi thing, I mean, some of the sort of research is that, in actual fact, it's a bit of a myth that she and he had a relationship, and in fact it was perhaps another singer that she had the relationship with. So, you know, there's some perhaps some sort of license being taken.
Yeah, they had to squash the story together. Yeah. I suppose there was obviously also there must be a negative thing about Evita and the musical. Otherwise, there's no tension or story. If it's just hallelujah, hallelujah all the time. But it is quite emotional when she dies at the beginning and at the end again. You feel for her. And that's what I loved about your version of Evita, is when you were ill. I could see that, but you sang actually it without being ill, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah.
Because it does grind on one's ears if Evita is now ill and she goes... So what happens now? You know, you can't have that all the time. You go, please, woman, die.
Yeah. No, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. So I thought you did that beautifully.
Thank you. Yeah. No,
because I was emotional.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my thought process behind that was I wanted to portray the fight still left in her.
Yes.
And her strength right to the very end.
Yes.
And that she didn't believe she was going to die. It wasn't going to happen. She's going to carry on living and she'll be here for her people forever.
Yeah.
So that's my thought process behind the end.
That's amazing. Now, have you got any other questions about Evita for them? Because we're going to move on to a section and then we're going to come back to Evita again. But yeah.
I'm right in saying that You Must Love Me was in the movie and then they just kept it in this musical.
Yes.
And it's around that time, not so, as well, in the musical as well.
It wasn't originally.
She was in bed.
Musical.
Yes.
In the original, where it came in, You Must Love Me, she just heard she's going to die. And then they bring her back home, and it's all visuals, and we hear Madonna singing,
yes.
You Must Love Me. And she's taken to the bed and taken to the toilet, and Piranha's pacing up and down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there wasn't that action in the stage musical because it wasn't there.
Yeah,
so now Madonna must sing it. Evita must sing it, just, you know. Any more questions?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
So we got a section here called Skeer and Skinner, and this is Betty Bangles. Betty does our gay news. You are welcome to fall in and embellish on his news. I've also got some news. I want to check up whether he brought that news. That's my role. So I want to play Skeer and Skinner. There you go. Bernard, what news have we got this week?
Ek het lekker nuus gebring. Firstly, we all followed Colton Haynes since before he came out as gay on the show.
The Teen Wolves.
Yes. Yeah. He finally got married now to his long-time boyfriend.
Oh, we're not so happy about that.
Why not? Because I'm very happy.
He's not single anymore. Doesn't matter.
It wouldn't have made any difference for you.
Who's his husband?
It's Jeff Leatham. He's a florist.
It's doomed.
But yeah, he's the actually the creative director of the Four Seasons Hotel in New York City.
Nice.
So
networking.
No, he's well off. And Kris Jenner officiated the marriage.
Who's Kris Jenner?
Kris.
Who's Kris Jenner?
Kardashian's mom.
Kardashian's mother.
Oh, that one.
The momager.
I don't know about the. Oh, she a fish? Can may she? Did
yeah.
she buy a priesthood?
Yeah. Mm. Oh. It's like almost all student. It's like an all student.
Okay, so they're in with that crowd.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, a beautiful wedding geweest. There was thousands of roses. So yeah, and the groom Jeff, he actually did the
arrangement
for the wedding himself.
Saved on money there. Hey?
Yes, lots.
Yeah, that's clever.
And then
very clever.
Hocus Pocus is getting a remake.
Oh, no, let me go back. Hocus Pocus is the movie about the witches.
Yes.
With
Bette. Yeah.
And who else again? Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm.
Yeah, she was Sarah. No, was it Jessica Parker?
I think it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
And know. Then that funny woman.
Oh, yeah, with the nose.
Yeah. Naya. name is Naya. Anyway. But yeah, no one is very excited about the remake. Especially not Bette Midler.
Oh.
Yeah, she's actually very upset about the remake. And in her words, I'm not sure what they're going to do with my character. My character is very, very broad, and I don't know who they're going to get to play that.
Hmm.
So yeah, in no amount of money will interest her in a cameo role.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or to repeat her role.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
Bette is a bikki for a bivar.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Okay. By confident.
Yeah.
And in a way, I can see that. I mean, some movies should be left alone. Like that and Rocky Horror, which was a disaster.
Oh, good Lord, it was terrible.
I mean,
I liked it.
And it's the horrible. Remake. Horrible, horrible.
I thought it was a nice homage.
Okay. Mm-mm.
That's just not what it was. I don't think Hocus Pocus is supposed to be a earbud to, and it's supposed to be a remake.
Mm.
So they're going to bless you.
Thank you.
Else?
And then there's a new show, a revival of The Boys in the Band coming to Broadway.
That's even pre-my time.
With a cast that I would love to see. I mean, Jim Parsons, Zachary Quinto, Andrew Reynolds, and Matt Bomer.
Matt Bomer, I know what he looks like.
Jim Parsons is Big Bang Theory. What's his name?
Yes.
That guy.
Yeah.
The tall, thin one.
The tall, thin one.
Zachary Quinto is in American Horror Story and where else?
Is he in every episode?
Yes.
No, not every episode. It's the first one, Murder House, where he's really...
Yes. Yeah. And Andrew Reynolds, he was in The New Normal on TV and...
And he also played Hedwig on Broadway.
Yeah, and he was also the original guy from Ding Dong.
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon.
That guy.
Yeah.
The new... I gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, that starts April 3rd. April 30th, sorry.
Where?
2018, on Broadway.
The Boys in the Band. What a lovely play.
I don't know it. What is the band?
Have you got beer? Because then we're going to spend the whole day talking about it.
Was it pre-AIDS or was it about AIDS?
Mm-mm.
No.
Pre, I think.
It's It's pre-A. That's why I don't fucking know. The boys
and
the
pre
boys.
And sort of, I think the pre and just the beginning.
Just
of.
The beginning of. Yeah, yeah, but
I think, I think there's a character that for, that becomes ill.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not about AIDS, no. though. No. It's about relationships.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, I will go see it.
Are you booking a ticket?
Well, if I can.
Okay.
I will play my cards right with Malignant Fate.
Yes.
And then a bit of sad news for me, but I think most gays will rejoice.
What?
Beyonce was cast as Nala in the new Lion King movie.
Why are you sad about that?
I don't like her singing. She screams and shouts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're one of the three
She
people.
Used to sing beautifully, but the last few albums that came out, I don't know, I just want to pass her strepsil or something. I don't... But that's my opinion.
And you know who else is in that movie?
No.
Voice-wise?
John Carney.
Yes, our very own John Carney.
John Carney. Wow. And he's playing who?
Rafaela.
Rafiki.
No. Rafiki.
Paella.
He's playing Paella. And I don't know the guy playing Scar. Who's that?
I don't know who's playing Scar.
Can you look up who's playing Scar?
I can. Somewhere here, I think. It's not here.
I'll check for us.
Check.
Sorry.
Check it. Tell us who he is. I don't know him, but I suppose he's good with comedy because you've got to be.
Yeah, James Earl Jones reprises his role as Mufasa.
Mufasa.
Yeah.
He's going to go, this is CNN Mufasa.
So, okay.
Scar.
Yeah.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
No, don't say things.
I'm telling you.
It's
Chiwetel.
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 There
Where
we go.
Was he in? Where was he?
He has his face. He has his face. You know him?
No.
No, you don't know him.
I should know him, maybe. Maybe it wasn't something I've seen.
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave, yes.
Yes. Okay. Like, I actually, give him the benefit of the doubt
and
there.
And he played Lola in Kinky Boots, the film.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, then I see the BBC movie.
Huge.
Yeah.
I actually can't wait for Kinky Boots.
South Africa.
Yeah. I hope, but I'm sure it will be...
Great.
Yeah.
Because Fugard, all their productions is...
Are they doing
in
the Fugard?
Yes.
The Fugard are doing
Do you know the Fugard Theatre? Have you played for them, Robert?
I haven't, no.
Yeah. Because I also just know the name. They contacted me for something years ago, and it didn't go through. And it was something to do with Jan van Riebeek and Harry de Strandloper, and I was to be Jan and Mark Lottering Harry. And I said, yes, sign me on, and never heard from them again.
Wow. Bitches.
But they got a good name. Oh, there's Kevin Spacey's
Let's
picture.
Talk about Kevin Spacey.
Oh, can we get some Spacey? Oh my God.
Yeah, I think everyone knows about all the allegations and I mean the actor Anthony Rapp that came out first.
Yeah, Star Trek.
Yeah. And but after reading into it, I mean, I'm not entirely sure that Anthony didn't like it. Because I'll quote his words. He invited me to his New York apartment before picking me up and placing me on his bed. I mean,
no.
That doesn't sound...
No.
I mean...
No, what do you mean? It sounds like you think he picked him up and placed him on his bed and then invited him.
No. He invited me...
First.
Yeah.
And then going there, he picked him up and placing him on his bed.
Because
that sounds very romantic. That doesn't sound like he didn't want to do
he's
it.
He's 14 years old. He was asleep at the TV. Kevin, they were all honey.
You don't know a lot of 14-year-olds. But anyway, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I don't think now all of a sudden he comes out and maybe he wants a bit of money. But a lot of other people came out as well. Tony,
no, he's deep in the shit now.
Yeah, Tony Montana came out. Apparently, Kevin grabbed him on his crotch.
On his
And it's all the barman and waiters, apparently, that he's going for. And Daniel Beale, he flashed him, actually. And he said, before I had a chance to do anything, he got his dick out and said, it's big, isn't it?
Oh. presumptuous.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, it does sound as though there's a pattern and a history. Yes.
There
so,
is a pattern. Yeah,
definitely.
So concerning.
Especially attitude as well, because everyone now comes out and say he had a very bad attitude on the set of this, and when he ran the old Vic, he was like a dictator.
But now what's pissing everyone off is that he's using this to come out as gay.
Yeah, but now everyone saw through it.
Yeah, but I mean, now it looks like, especially for people that's conservative and go through life like this, thinking, oh, so it is true about gays.
What?
That gays and molestation go together.
Yeah, gays and sort of paedophilia.
Yeah,
because he said, I choose now to live my life as a gay man.
Gay man,
it's like, not a choice, Kevin.
No, true. And can I just ask, in all of this, Harvey Weinstein's and Kevin Spacey's and everyone coming forward now, where are the lesbians? Why is there not a lesbian scandal? Are they actually the real good ones?
I'm looking at
you.
I can't comment.
LJ, tell us.
Well,
it's interesting, eh?
It is interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
There's some morphies and a straight months with stoats, with biostatus.
Males.
It's the male.
Males.
It's the male. Go on.
And done. Or leave a Kathy Griffin.
Oh, Kathy's in the cock.
Bullet cock. Yeah. She was actually dropped from her gig that she did every Christmas time with Anderson Cooper. And because of the picture she posted with the replica of Donald Trump's head. So she was let go. And then Andy Cohen replaced her on the show. And in an interview, a TMZ reporter asked Andy Cohen about the whole Kathy Griffin thing, and he replied saying, I don't know her. But in a joke, because the whole a while back, Mariah Carey said that to a reporter I can't remember who, but she said, oh, I don't know her. So in his mind, he was joking.
He was lampooning that.
Yes. And Kathy went on YouTube with a whole video slamming him and Anderson Cooper, and she just went for it. I'll actually post the video on the Casper Radio page, so you can watch the video.
She's very hurt.
But she's very, very hurt. But I think, I mean, again, he made a joke, a stupid joke maybe,
but
take it as it is.
But that was Andy Cohen, who is now co-presenting that gig with Anderson Cooper. You see, but then she also she said there was another gay guy that she was got a knife in for, who from TMZ's boss, who's apparently also now very mean to her.
I don't know that part.
Well, that's part of that video, Bernard, when she says, remember she plays someone who left her a voice message. That is the boss of TMZ.
Okay,
yeah. So there's something there. As well. Andy runs Bravo. He does the Housewives and all that. Andy Cohen.
I think the voicemail was from Anderson Cooper.
No, it was from TMZ's guy.
Okay.
I absolutely promise you.
But anyway, iemand het kalk gemaak en iemand is seer gemaak.
Iemand is fucking seer gemaak and everyone is upset.
She looks like a drag queen in that makeup.
She does, Yeah.
Have you got any news?
No, that's it.
No, but I've got news that you haven't got. What about the drag race of RuPaul? Isn't it coming back?
Ek het dit laas gesê.
I can't remember.
Ja, jy luister nooit van wat ek praat nie.
Fuck, I know. Oh, sorry, so say it again.
RuPaul drag race is coming back.
Okay, dank
you. Nou, ek gaan maar sê wat ek laas gesê het.
Ja.
All Stars episode, but they're also
episode
making...
Episode or series?
Series.
Oh, please.
A goeie begryper, nee.
It's a whole app nodig.
Yeah. but after this, they're also planning another series of all the winners of all the different series to compete against each other. So I think that's going to be a...
And then the winners of those winners.
Yes.
And then Project Runway will be against the drag race and on a Survivor Island.
Yes.
And they will all...
That should I should do that.
Yeah.
Survivor Drag Race.
Yeah. And tell me about your TV show. Are you going on?
No. For now, not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Via is not renewing the show at this stage, but I have other plans and things to follow at the moment. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
It'll happen again.
Yes. But it will be on a different channel.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will get our eyes peeled and our peels eyed.
Thank you.
LJ, where do you come from?
I come from Poole in Dorset, in the south.
Why are you here? Did you hear about South Africa? Have you got family?
Well, no, I happened to come here a few times, and...
Yeah, I thought...
But who is that Santa Evita? I came here a few times on holiday and...
Summer,
leapt on over. I mean, history-wise, I'd been in London auditioning and slaving away callback after callback after callback and not booking anything in London, doing a lot of ships and a lot of touring and a lot of things overseas. So I decided to leave that behind me and pursue my career here, which has been the best decision I made.
But how did you do that? Because, you know, here I am in Tasmania, and I think I want to act here. So did you go to a theater and say, who do I approach? Or
Funnily enough, I found someone on Facebook.
You see, new age.
Yes, yeah. New age social media technology. I found someone who was a dancer here, because I trained in all three disciplines, singing, dancing, and acting, but I was predominantly, my strongest was dancing.
And that you are, my doll.
Thank you, my
You're
darling.
You're a vast dancer.
Yeah.
Well.
Triple threat.
Well, yes. I mean, I've hit my 30s now, so my knees are feeling it, and I'm going down the singing route more.
But that you can also do. I mean, I haven't had the privilege of seeing you play Ava, but I'm pretty sure you kill it.
Thank you.
She's good.
Thank you.
Well, she kills herself at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, working with you in Saturday Night Fever, so I'm very, very,
yes,
very, very sure.
Yes.
I'm very sure that...
7 degrees of Wesley Lauder.
A bit of turmeric everywhere.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm very sure you're great.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And did you audition for Evita, or did they tell you this Emma Kingston is coming from England and you are the understudy, or
no, I did audition.
The alternate,
yes.
Oh, you're not
the
understudy.
No, I'm alternate.
Is
yes.
that the PC now? Alternate.
That's because I go on twice a week, yeah. So I have my two guaranteed performances a week.
Yeah, but if Emma has got a throat in a coat, then you're gonna go
then
on.
Then I go on, yes, yeah. No, I did audition for Ava, and they had the full auditions in South Africa, and as far as I'm aware, the videos were sent back to Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
So the Lord...
To veto, so the Lord
had
saw all of our audition tapes, yeah,
okay.
And he made a final decision on Emma,
and
to place me in alternate.
But yeah. There was a vast buzz when the auditions were happening that LJ was being strongly considered for Evita. I remember it was a vast buzz.
Oh, really?
It was like a chorus line. Something's happening. Something's happening downtown. And that's what happened.
But yeah. There you are Evita. So,
yes.
Robert, I wanted to ask you, did you know her there?
No. I know a couple of people. I mean, I know Jonathan from previously having worked here.
Okay.
And
what do you think of Jonathan?
Jonathan's an extraordinary performer.
He's extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a very gifted man. He works unbelievably hard. Watching him work, it was, you know, it's a pleasure to watch him work.
Because sometimes you see and you think, yes, this guy is so good, but maybe I'm biased. Maybe he's not really that good. But
no, he's really that good.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
He is.
Okay, and then how did you hear about this, Evita?
I got an email from Peter Turin. I occasionally, sort of every 2 years, I would get an email from him, and it would start, you know, I'm looking out over the sea and the sun's shining and Cape Town's marvelous, and wouldn't you love to spend Christmas here or something? Mm. And previously I've gone, well, I'm either been in studies or working on my practice, and it just hasn't worked out. And then I don't know, he got me on a cold late November's day, and I was living somewhere temporarily, and I thought, oh, why not, you know, I'll go and do the audition. I hadn't sung a note in about 6 years. Not a note. I mean, I stopped singing, not in the shower, not in the toilet, nowhere. And my singing coach, who'd gone to live in America, happened to be back in the UK, and we got together and, you know, got the audition together.
Because you're also a triple threat.
No.
You can dance.
I can move. No, but I am of an age where walking onto the stage is probably what I'm comfortable doing. Really, I've never been a triple threat.
Oh, I had this idea you were this dancer as well.
No.
That's the image we had of you. You see,
really, well, a student, it's a delusional image.
Okay, so you can't dance. That's at least.
I mean, I can move.
You can't dance. Gives us hope. And then did you know the musical? Have you seen it before?
I saw the last production here, the small production at the Bonsai production.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, with my friend Angela playing Ava.
Angela
Killian.
And so you were here at that time?
I was in the country on holiday, I think, and I went to see it. Yeah.
But did you say, Wesley, you had a remarkable...
I saw it 7 times.
Why?
Because I adored it.
Oh, I thought because you were in the ensemble.
My friend Reg was in it.
That's like that's like a normal figure for us.
For you two,
Why didn't I didn't know about the Civita.
And it ran for 9 months.
Jeez, where was I?
My dog. You were doing Survivor.
I was maybe doing Survivor somewhere.
How many times have you seen our Evita?
Unfortunately, because I saw your Evita, and then I walked into Rock of Ages rehearsals.
Okay.
So it's been a little crazy, but as soon as we open Rock of Ages, then I have more time, hopefully.
Excellent.
To come and see, but I'd like to come and
I've
see
I've seen
you.
It twice, and I'm good. Coming on Sunday again.
Wonderful, you win.
But evening, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
But I will come see you, LJ.
Yeah, go see LJ. Comfortable, warm delivery. I felt good where I sometimes felt uneasy with the other one. You know? But that's personal opinions. Mm-hmm. Where are you touring to?
Well, we start in... Well, we're going to Cape Town.
Yay!
For Christmas. Yay!
So Robert will be with his family.
Yes. I will be with my family for Christmas, which is always lovely.
Yeah.
And then we're off to Singapore. Singapore's next.
Hong Kong,
have you ever been there?
Taipei and Tokyo, which is very exciting.
Yes, Tokyo.
Have you ever been to those places?
I've been to Tokyo briefly on a on a ship contract, but I mean one day isn't long enough.
A ship contract.
A ship.
Oh, sorry.
Or you could call it that.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. But I only had one day, so that doesn't count.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's a great tour.
Yeah.
So.
My brother lives in Singapore, so I'm very excited to go to Singapore.
Yeah, and see the places and the people.
Yeah.
Oh, lekker. And you're all going to have fun during the day. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. It's very privileged. I mean, you could be sitting in Syria. Eh?
Right.
So what you do is fantastic. The story of Perron... Did you watch anything before you played?
Oh yeah, I mean I read quite a bit, and then there's lots of stuff online, so you know, I would look at YouTube
and the gestures.
Yeah, gestures, they were pretty stock gestures.
Yeah.
So one hand and then two hands and then the big reach and then the little wave. Yeah. I mean, he was a very tall man, which I'm not. So obviously, there are sort of physical things which are not exactly the same. But sure, I watched a lot of the YouTube stuff and looking at some of the stuff that was in Spanish as well, because you know hadn't been translated into English. I did a bit of that, read quite a bit, watched the movie.
Mm.
I think I rented the movie online, and it had some weird problem with it, so I've never actually seen the movie in its kind of glorious full.
Oh, so you watch it in a like
I've sort of watched, yeah, and it kept on flicking and stopping, and
it
wasn't buffering properly.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But there you are. So.
That's the modern problems we have.
Yeah.
You know, it's the buffering. I wanted to ask you something. What was it now? Evita Peron. I can't remember now. It'll come back to me. I'm old. Oh, that's what I wanted to say to you. Old. I don't know whether we're the same age or not. We could. Well, we're close. But yes, you stayed in shape, eh? Because you have got a scene in the bed where you got to lie there naked, ladies and gentlemen. Rush to see Vita at the Monte Casino for a naked Robert Finlayson.
And I get to lay on his chest.
And he's so well. Why do you say that? Cut. What do you say that?
Cut.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I'm
toned.
If I had to do that, then it will become as like a farce.
It'll be a showstopper for you.
It will be a showstopper for the show. So do you still work out?
A little bit. I'm not nearly as much as I once did. I was never obsessed, but I haven't really in a while. So I try and eat fairly sensibly and stuff. But you know, this is my first outing of my dad bod.
Yeah. Your dad bod.
My dad bod. Previously I've sort of, you know, when I've been semi nude on stage, I was a long time ago and I was young and in shape, so this does feel a bit like.
But, no, but it does look bad, eh?
According to BuzzFeed, recently, a study has shown that six packs are out and dad bods are in, and gay men are finding that more attractive. I read it recently online.
Oh, really?
But I don't think you have a dad bod, Robert.
You're too kind. Anyway, if they don't generally have the Peron without his shirt on, so this is a bit of a
new one.
Yeah. I was sitting up there. Oh my God, Peron without a shirt.
Yeah.
And how do you stay fit, LJ? What do you do? Sleep all day?
Eat salads most of the morning. I'm a bit of a gymaholic. Yeah, I must be honest. Yeah.
Once you're in it, it's so nice, eh?
I do, and I go, and then I go crazy, and then I'm sore for 2 days. But
Sleep in a squat.
I sleep in a squat.
You enter the rehearsal room in lunges.
I heard a rumor, maybe true, that in the middle of Tech Week, you ended up going on a 6-kilometer jog.
Oh,
between sessions.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, so she's obsessed.
Yeah, I did. Because Tech Week's long, long hours. So, we were in at 10 a.m., 12, some days
earlier, 9 and 9:30, and we'd be out at 11 at night.
Yeah, so they were very long, long days, and I couldn't make it to the gym. So instead of that, I ran around to Monte Casino and did my
6K. She ran around four ways.
Run in my dinner break.
Yeah, that is dedication. Have you heard about Eddie Izzard?
No.
He's a comedian and he runs. Okay. No, he runs marathons.
I massaged Eddie Izzard once in my professional capacity as a masseur. And he was very...
You come with monsieur. You wear a clinical thing now.
You know, I've done lots of things.
Oh, really? Yeah. And how was he? Was he funny?
He's a very nice man. He wasn't funny. He was actually quite serious. But he was he's... seriously bright guy, and he was very talkative, so it was an engaging and fascinating. I think I saw him three times.
Was it in his running phase? Before his running
phase? It was before he started seriously running. So I mean, he was running, but before he did his 24 marathons back to back, the Mandela thing.
And he kept on with that.
It might have been the heels. I think they probably got the better of him.
he's a tranny Eddie. you know what that is?
Yes, no, I've clicked.
Am I right?
Transvestite.
He's a cross-dresser.
Cross-dresser, yeah.
I don't know. One's got to be politically correct. No. He's
a man.
He's a man. I think he has... I think he has... his relationship, so he's married to a woman. I don't know. So he's a cross-dresser, yeah.
It's so confusing these days, you know what? So he's a man in a woman's dress. I'm a woman in a man's body. when you do the ensemble,
yes.
Do you then go through Evita as well, or do you just concentrate on now I'm this, now I'm that, or because you've got to recheck and refresh yourself all the time?
All the time. Yeah. I sit in the wings and I watch Emma a lot. Because when I've got I've got from Monday, I've got three days until I'm then on again on a Thursday, and then another 2 days. So I have to really keep on top of it. I can't ever really relax into it, only going on twice a week.
No, you can't.
No.
And you, Robert, do you have, is there another Perron waiting in the wings?
There is a, there's an alternate Perron as well. He does one show a week. It's Mark Richardson.
He's does he perform actually?
Yeah, he goes on a Sunday evening. Sunday evening. I've got two nights off, which is fantastic. Yeah, you'll see Mark. And Mark's, I mean, Mark's a very experienced, he's a great performer. But you know, he said as well, obviously it's not as big a role as Ava, but he said I think he's done it about three times now. He said, you know, you never quite, if you're only doing it once a week, you never feel absolutely kind of settled in it. So it's always slightly sort of deer in headlights.
Mm. Yeah, you're feeling it should be, because it's you can't get into the routine.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's a fantastic musical. It's at Monte Cassino until when again?
26th of November.
26th of November, people. And then it's going to transfer to Cape Town. And that's the Artscape Opera.
Yes.
Correct, right? Yeah.
And then you're going to go on tour. So it's a fantastic, fantastic musical. And hopefully I will see you again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will just mark it on Sundays.
Yes.
So it's
second show.
And I want to see you again, so I'll remember that.
Okay.
And any other things we have to say, Wesley, about anything? I mean, you have got your Rock of Ages coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any clever, witty thing we must say about Andrew Lloyd Webber, maybe?
Well, we actually mentioned Lloyd Webber in the show.
We did, eh?
Yes, we do. In Rock of Ages.
Oh, do you? How do you do that?
We're no Lloyd Webber Sondheim. Then make a mockery of, like, you know, these concept shows or whatever. Because Rock of Ages really is just a rock panto.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do mention that. Rock of Ages actually opens on the 18th of November and closes the 10th of December. Might as well throw that in there.
Did I say School of Rock?
No, you said Rock of Ages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it could be. I'm not well. Okay, so you open on the 20?
The 18th of November.
You see, and I will be at... You will be there. I don't know if I'll be at the opening, but I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you'll be there.
I will be there, and we will talk to you again then.
Yes.
And, unfortunately, there is more to ask, but I can't. Oh, my God, we've totally forgotten your Golden Oldie. We're going to play out with that. Oh, Robert, I'm so sorry. And I have to do this because it's sponsored. Wait a minute. Just tell me what's a Stoff Poopy.
A Stoff Poopy is, you know, a golden oldie. It's like music that always stays with all the years. Mm. So we've got a section called Stoff Poopies. Yeah. Like
Stoff
Poopies. Poopies. The like dust farts.
Dust farts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I asked Robert yesterday, I said, Robert, what you can choose the Stoff Poopy for this week. And he came up with a very interesting choice.
Mm.
Brenda Farsi's Weekend Special. Why?
Mm.
I used to drive around in my pea green Fuller back in the 80s and play a sort of compilation, and this is one of the songs in it. And then when I was in London, I sort of downloaded Brenda Farsi and started, when I was depressed in the rain, dancing in my room.
Oh, really?
To Brenda Farsi. Yeah. So I've got a soft spot for her. I met her once as well.
Where?
Here in Joburg, I had a friend who was briefly her manager, and it was all very chaotic, and she was renting planes to fly around the world, paying for any of it. But yeah, so she was kind of crazy.
She was a big, big, big star.
She was huge in this country.
I want to say thank you to Sandwich Baron, because we are munching on Brenda Farsi now, thanks to them. It's 1 o'clock, I have to play. I see people are showing me strange signs. Here it is for you, Robert.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here, eh?
Thanks, Casper. It's been great.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.